Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this day. We're going to talk with our friends from the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education in just a little bit. We check in with them from time to time, and they've got a great event coming up, their annual conference coming up this summer, and we're going to find out more about that here in just a little bit. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. You can find out more about them, and I encourage you to do so. They're doing great things, and you can say thank you to them for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. Well, joining us by phone this morning, Mrs. Erica Mildred. She serves as headmaster at Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas. Welcome back to Faith and Family, Erica.
Thank you, Andy. It's good to be back with you.
It's good to have you with us again. It wasn't too long ago we got to visit and talk about Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy there in Keller, Texas. How are things in Keller, Texas this morning?
Things are going great. We are enjoying spring weather finally after a few ice storms came through the northern Texas area. But yeah, we're doing great and back from spring break and just trying to finish our fourth quarter strong.
Very good. Very good. Also joining us by phone today, the Reverend Stephen Keyser, headmaster at Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Good morning, Pastor Keyser.
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you today.
Glad to have you with us. It sounds like things are nice in Plano, Texas. How are things going there at Faith Lutheran School this morning?
We are doing very well, although the spring sickness has hit, so we have a variety of substitutes in our building this morning, but otherwise, learning is occurring and things are going well.
Very good. It sounds like the plague of 2015 has made its way there, huh?
I think so.
It hit our house about 2 weeks ago, and we're finally getting over it. Now seasonal allergies are kicking in.
That's right.
Unfortunately. Well, both of you are involved in the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education. Both of you serve on the board, if I understand correctly. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, that's right.
Very good. And I've had a chance to talk with both of you before about your work with the board. And I think, Pastor Keyser, last time you and I talked, I don't know if you were at Faith. How long have you been at Faith Lutheran School now?
This is my first year back. And I say that because I came back to serve as headmaster at the beginning of this school year. But I also was the school administrator here prior to going to seminary. From 1998 until 2003. And so I have a history with Faith in Plano.
Well, very good. So you're back in Texas, and how is it being back there in the great state of Texas?
Well, it's unusual in some ways. It seems like that I never left on some days, and in other days it seems like I was never here. So... It's a fun admixture.
Now, how far apart, Erica, you're at Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas. How long of a drive is it for you over to our friends at Faith Lutheran in Plano?
You know, we are so blessed to have two classical Lutheran schools so close together here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are about an hour apart, and actually we got together during National Lutheran Schools Week to celebrate Latin Day together. Latin is one of the languages or the language that we teach, other than English, of course, at our schools. So it was really great to get the schools together, and I believe that there are other things like field days and other activities that we get the schools together for as well.
Outstanding. I love to hear about collaboration like that. Well, let's talk about the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education. Pastor Keyser, what is your involvement with the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education as a board member?
Well, I have... I've served on the board as the chairman of our board since, I think, 2006. And that's just a lofty title to say that I get to call the meetings, and I don't even often create the agendas for the meetings, but it's been a great time with the consortium, and we've seen things that have been some changes for the board, and working with the consortium and watching it grow in its understanding of classical Lutheran education, but also watching and seeing how in America today, even among our Lutheran schools, and as I'm hearing also in some of our universities and the Concordia system, the embrace of classical Lutheran education is encouraging. it seems like to me that back in 2006, and the consortium has been around longer than that, but that's when I became formally involved. All the people that I knew that knew anything or even used the term classical Lutheran education were on the board for the consortium. Now, today, home educators across America, school administrators, Lutheran school teachers, college professors, people on boards for Board of Regents, people at LCMS Synodical Headquarters, so many people now are talking about that classical Lutheran education has become much greater and much bigger than simply the consortium. And today we're finding people that have a love and a passion for classical Lutheran education that stumble upon the consortium and say, wow, I didn't know that this existed. it seemed like we were the only ones really pursuing it, but maybe that was, if that was the case, and I don't know that it was, but it's certainly not true today.
Well, glad to hear that that there is an increase of interest in classical and Lutheran education. What is, Erica, what's your involvement with the board with CCLE?
Sure. I, in a similar way that Pastor Keezer was at Faith and has found his way back to Faith, I actually have a similar relationship with the consortium. I was involved with it on its very earliest beginnings and its first CCLE summer conference, and worked at several schools that were involved with classical Lutheran education. And I now have been serving on the board for 2 years, and just recently have been named treasurer. So that's my capacity serving on the consortium right now.
Yeah, maybe it's important to mention here, Andy, as Erica says that, she is actually a second generation, we might call her, board member. Her father, Reverend Robert Shibley, was a primary instigator, in the best sense of that term, for the consortium. And we thank God for him and others who had the vision for our consortium. So they were doing classical education when classical education wasn't cool, so to speak.
And, sounds like a song.
We are the inheritors of their work, and it's a blessing to see people who have been raised up in those ways of thinking come back onto our board, and it's a blessing to have Erica as part of our team.
Outstanding. And I had the privilege of attending Concordia University in River Forest. Well, now Concordia University Chicago with Erica. So got to see her along those formative years, too, and in becoming a teacher. So you all have a great board and a lot of creativity, a lot of talent and wisdom that come together as this board. And some of the things, share with us some of the things that the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education does. I know we're going to talk about the conference here in just a little bit, but I know there are other things that the consortium does throughout the year. Erica, do you want to address that?
Sure, absolutely. I think in most cases when you have a group of individuals who are serving in other capacities, and then they form a board that seeks to serve, as Pastor Keezer mentioned, not just teachers and Lutheran day schools, but also homeschool educators, and to continue that conversation going at the collegiate level as well. Needless to say that the conferences has been historically our main focus, our main thing that we do as a consortium each year, is to organize that and to be a support for all of those different constituents that are doing classical Lutheran education. We were recently blessed with a grant that has been allowing us to do some other things, such as sponsoring essay writing contests and sponsoring certain schools that are accredited through CCLE. Doing accreditation for schools is something new that we've been doing in the last few years, as well as last summer we rolled out our teacher certification program. So, and just to continue the conversation, I think the goal of classical Lutheran education is not to keep it a secret and keep it in a box, but the goal is to really be reaching out to all of the other groups and organizations among the LCMS and among Lutherans across the country who are either interested or want to learn more about it, and to keep those conversations going.
Very good. And so some of those resources we can find on the website. What's the website?
www.ccle.org.
That's pretty easy. CCLE.org, a great resource, and you can find out about all those things. Let's now move to the conference. That's really kind of one of the big things that CCLE does. It's an annual conference, right?
Yes, it is. This is the 15th year.
And this year, you're hosting.
I'm hosting, yes. We're very excited to be hosting here in Keller.
Last summer, I remember here in St. Louis at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, I had a chance to come over and visit for a little bit. And I had a chance to talk with some of the presenters there and share that with our listeners here on Faith and Family. It was great to get to visit with some of the presenters. And I unfortunately won't get to make it down to Texas, but we're going to do our best today to get a perspective of what's going on at the conference so that our listeners can find out what's happening there and get a chance to come down and check it out or come up wherever they're coming from. So let's take a look at some of the details first. The conference is happening at Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas. What are the dates, Erica?
July 14 through 16. So it's a Tuesday through Thursday conference.
Very good. And Pastor Kieser, who would attend, who might be interested in attending the CCLE conference?
We believe anybody that is that has any interest in Lutheran education or in education in general. We have been blessed with a wide variety of kinds of individuals. Day school teachers come to our conference. School administrators come. College professors. We welcome them and have hosted them in the past. We've had folks from the synodical office come, and that's been a great blessing. Also, a good number of home educators, and we have even tried to do a better job of accommodating their needs, because the great thing about home educators is that they bring their families along, and so they make a family vacation out of it. Mm-hmm. And so we have developed opportunities for the younger children as well as the older children to be engaged in learning and enjoying the conference just as mom and dad are also enjoying the conference. So we have a program, and maybe Erica might even know a little bit more about that than I do, but I do know that there is last year we rolled out an accommodation for families, and we plan on doing that again this year. The other interesting thing is that while the consortium, all the board members are members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we often see groups of folks from other confessional Lutheran synods, organizations. We've seen folks from the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, even from their synodical headquarters, come to our conferences. We have hosted pastors from the ELS. We have various and sundry folks within those circles. And even, for instance, last summer we had a pastor from the Evangelical Lutheran Synod who was hoping to start a classical Lutheran school in his parish. And he came along to our conference to find out more about it. And we are feeling their question for us, a little bit of leadership and guidance. You know, we've been doing this. How can we bring this into our parishes? So it's been an awesome task for us to host these people. But the variety of folks are as varied as Lutherans are themselves who come to our conference.
Well, it sounds like the conference has drawn the interest of people certainly outside of the LCMS and with good reason. What is the draw to classical? And we talked about this a little bit already, but what is the draw, Pastor Kieser, to classical Lutheran education? Why is it so intriguing, or why is there more interest building in terms of classical Lutheran education?
Is a good question. I don't know if I have a real good answer. It seems to me that maybe there's a combination of at least two broad areas. One is maybe reactionary in some ways, and that is that people are involved in schools that are pursuing more of what we might call a progressive, modern education, more of the kind of education that has evolved out of the early progressive thinkers, like especially, most especially John Dewey. And they're seeing the end result of that. And some of those things, I think, to Lutherans who hold certain things sacred and value absolute truth and value doctrine, value a structured approach to education that is effective. And so you use those kinds of terms and ideas. So it's kind of a reaction to that, but not always. Not always is it simply, I think it would be wrong to say that, well, classical education is simply a reaction, because classical education is our heritage. When I think of Lutheran education, and maybe one goal is that maybe one day we would drop the term classical, mm-hmm. because when you think about what is Lutheran education, what is it that we have inherited from the days of the Reformation, and what they inherited from those before them, and how education was maybe rethought, or how it was pursued by Luther and Melanchthon and Bugenhagen and our forefathers of the Reformation, and how their thinking influenced a slight change in education for them. That became our own unique heritage that we have inherited from them. What has happened in some circles is that we even in Lutheran circles, began to embrace a foreign or alien education and began to incorporate those things into our own schools. We forgot our history, and we forgot why we did what we did. We forgot why we believed what we believed. And in forgetting that, we kind of ended up where we are maybe today. And as people are rediscovering what it is that Lutherans have long held to in education, people are discovering a uniquely Lutheran education that stands the test of time. Because while it's Lutheran, it also is a gift from the ancients and beyond. So I would say that maybe a rediscovery of who we are and what it means to be a Lutheran, at the same time, what is the education of our forefathers that we have inherited, at the same time, a discontent with modern educational pedagogy and philosophy.
In terms of the conference, Erica, give us an idea of who will hear, what we'll learn at the upcoming conference.
Absolutely. One of the things I want to highlight is that we have one of our principals of a classical Lutheran school who's going to actually do a session on converting, but maybe we should call that rediscovering, as Pastor Kieser said, a Lutheran school to the classical model. I know that there is growing interest among all of our Lutheran schools, you know, in our synod, and as Pastor Kieser mentioned, in terms of people who have come to our conferences in the past and some of the other Lutheran synods across America as well, to say, okay, well, we already have a Lutheran school. What is it that you are doing, and can we learn how to maybe take our school and what we're doing now and kind of change it or go back to those kind of roots that Pastor Kieser talked about. So we're going to have a session on that. Our plenary speaker is actually Dr. Kenneth Calvert. So we're really excited to have him from Hillsdale Academy in Hillsdale, Michigan. We try to offer a variety of sessions. This year's conference theme is a pedagogy of beauty. So we loosely all of the topics fit with that. We try to have topics for preschool age, for the grade school age, for the rhetoric level age and high school. We try to have things that are more practical or methodological in nature for teachers about, you know, well, how do you teach this, or what are some ways to affect instruction methodology. But then we also have some more philosophical topics, and certainly Lutheran theological topics as well. So it really is, as was mentioned before, it really is a conference for everyone. Wittenberg Academy, which is one of our Lutheran online partners for educators, especially homeschool educators who want to homeschool classically, a lot of them partner with Wittenberg Academy, and they'll be here running a youth and teenage program. And we're still working on the program for the younger children as well. Last year's program was very well attended for our first year running a children's program, and we hope to duplicate that this next year.
Outstanding. So there really is something for everybody. There's something for, as you said, for home education families, homeschool families, and parents in homeschool families, as well as the kids, educators in the day school setting, and administrators in the day school setting. It sounds like there's something there for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And that interconnection of those groups and allowing to have a conference where that dialogue between those groups can happen is really exciting. I think one of the things that is going to be the future of Lutheran schools, whether they're classical or not, is this blending and kind of moving the line of day school versus homeschool versus university model. I think you're going to see a lot more of kind of partnering mm-hmm. With families and schools together to promote great education. And I'm excited, actually, to see that evolving in the Lutheran Church.
It's my perspective that great education happens when parents understand that education is their vocation, is their God-given responsibility when they become parents, the education of children.
Absolutely. I tell my prospective families when they come in here, and usually I get some head nods. Sometimes I get a kind of puzzled look. But I say to them, I say, you know, actually here at Messiah, we don't believe that it's our responsibility to educate children. And then I explain what I mean by that is that we recognize that the God-given responsibility to do all things for children, including education as a part, belongs solely in the hands of the parent. And that's where God placed that responsibility, that calling, that vocation. And we see ourselves as a partner with parents to fulfill their God-given vocations. And so, you know, that philosophy, whether you're involved in a day school, whether you're involved in homeschool, whether you're involved at the collegiate level or preschool level or anywhere in between, you know, that's really our calling as Lutherans. I think when we're involved in education is to be those partners with parents and to equip them and partner with them in the educating of their children.
Absolutely. Partnering, partnerships, that's really how we get the best of both worlds. I might not be the best math teacher, but if I can partner with somebody who has those gifts, then my child is going to learn math much better than I will.
You know, I would echo exactly what Erica has said. I find it interesting that when it comes to home education, the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education is in Lutheran circles, especially Missouri Synod circles, one of the few places, and I don't know if I can say the only, because I don't know what else is going on, but I certainly know that's the only one I'm aware of that really embraces both the home educator and the traditional classroom educator. We treat them as Lutheran educators, and we don't treat them differently when it comes to the programs and presentations at our conferences. We use and encourage gifts of all varieties of people to be speakers. We have regularly included home educators. We've regularly included those who don't home educate. So we have embraced home education as a consortium, and we'll continue to do so. That's important to us.
Wonderful. Well, our time, our conversation is coming to a close. I'll give you all each a chance to share anything else you'd like to before we get in the next segment. We're going to talk with the Reverend Paul Kane, who's also a member of the board, and hear his perspective on the conference. Pastor Keyser, anything else as we wrap up our conversation that you wanted to share about the conference today?
I would extend a cordial invitation to all people to come. We are hoping especially that some of our Texas folks will come out, or from Oklahoma. We traditionally get folks from all over the country. We're hoping that being located right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, that schools that maybe just want to find out, what is classical Lutheran education? What's the big deal? Even if you just want to come for information's sake and find out what it's about, please come. I think you'll enjoy our company. We're very inviting and would encourage as many to come from different and variety backgrounds that are able.
Very good. And Erica, anything else you'd like to share?
We're just we're excited to be hosting this year's, and it's just exciting to see in general what is evolving in the world of classical Lutheran education. So I'm excited and blessed to be a part of it.
That's right. Everybody come down to tropical Keller, Texas. Well, thank you both for being my guests, the Reverend Stephen Keyser, headmaster at Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy. It was a joy.
Mrs. Erica Mildred, headmaster at Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy.
You bet. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with the Reverend Paul Kane. He's headmaster of Martin Luther Grammar School in Sheridan, Wyoming, and hear from him as well. We'll continue the conversation on the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education right here on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
17 years ago, an infant girl named Zephanie Nurse was kidnapped from a hospital in Cape Town, South Africa. The parents of this 3-day-old infant never gave up hope that Zephanie was still alive. Every year on her birthday, they would hold a party. Then at the beginning of the school year, students told Cassidy Nurse there was a girl who looked just like her. Cassidy immediately knew it was Zephanie and took her home to meet her parents. DNA testing proved it was her, and the woman who kidnapped her went to prison. For the time being, Zephanie went to a temporary family through social services. Now, the family who knew this girl for 17 years is experiencing what the parents went through. Their cherished family member was suddenly taken away. Please keep both of these families in your prayers during the months ahead.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Have you ever considered serving as a military chaplain? The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking pastors to serve the men and women of the armed forces. If you are up to this challenging but exciting mission opportunity to serve as a military chaplain, contact me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at 314-996-1337, 314-996-1337, or email lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Hey, Pastor Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to thank you, my Drive Time friends, for all of the wonderful things that you've been saying about Reformation Rush Hour. It's a pleasure to spend your evening commute with you. If you haven't been listening, you've been missing some fantastic topics, guests, and lighthearted fun. So please be one of my Drive Time friends. Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, 850 a.m. in St. Louis, kfuo.org worldwide.
Hi, Hi, I'm Joni Harwell. Worldwide KFUO is listener-supported, and you, the listener, are our funding providers. One of the best ways to help is by becoming a day sponsor. Pick an available date to mark a special event, or simply to thank our Lord for His many blessings. You'll find details at KFUO.org. Then click on Support Us, or call Mary Schmidt, 314-996-1518. Help spread the gospel. Become a worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks for listening. It's great to hear back from our listeners. If you have questions an idea or something you'd like for us to talk about on Faith and Family, a guest you'd like for us to have, send me an email, family@kfuo.org. Be glad to hear from you. Let us know that you're listening. It'd be great. I just love getting emails from listeners to hear about what you think about the program. Is it helpful to you? Are you sharing it with friends? You can share our programs. You can find them on kfuo.org, and you can share links to that. You can do it via email or Facebook. Share it with friends so they can find those programs. Say you have a favorite program here on Worldwide KFUO. You can share it with your friends on Facebook and other places. Just send them a link and encourage them to listen to Faith and Family and other programs here on Worldwide KFUO. We are talking about the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education and their conference coming up this summer. Joining me by phone now, the Reverend Paul Kane, headmaster of Martin Luther Grammar School in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, Pastor Kane.
Good morning, Andy. Great to be back on Faith and Family with you.
It's good to have you back here. And how are things in beautiful Sheridan, Wyoming today?
Well, technically, it's spring. Has Pastor Zwanitzer told you how to tell when it's spring in Wyoming?
I don't believe so.
It's snowing when you wake up, or it snowed overnight, but by the time you get out of church on Sunday, it's all melted. That's spring in Wyoming.
So you got a little snow there today?
We did yesterday, the first day of our kids' spring break, which made me think of all that.
Tropical Sheridan, Wyoming, huh?
There you go.
Well, tell us about your involvement on the board for the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education.
Well, I've been blessed to serve on the board as a permanent member for several years, and before that as an elected member since about 2010. I get to take notes. A whole lot of notes. We meet monthly via Skype, and that's a really nice 21st century way to conduct business. When you have people in Wyoming or the D.C. metro area or the Dallas area, and we can conduct business, but we get together face-to-face twice a year at our conference, this time in Keller, Texas, July 14th through 16th. And we also meet, last few years, right there in your building, the mm-hmm. International Center in St. Louis, and I usually take about 25 pages of notes for all the different things that we're trying to accomplish to promote classical and Lutheran education among Lutheran schools and Lutheran homeschoolers.
Very good. 25 pages of notes. That's a lot of typing or writing. I'm not sure how you're taking those notes, but that's a lot.
Yeah, typing. My uncle was a district court reporter.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're not actually a court reporter, too, using the nifty little stenograph machine, are you?
Well, that would be too cool. I just have my handy-dandy laptop.
Gotcha. Well, very good. Well, tell us about this upcoming conference. This is, what, 15? The conference number 15, is that
this
right?
This is conference number 15, and we will be hosted by Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas, and you got to hear from their headmaster in the previous half hour, as well as a sister school right there in Dallas Metro, led by the president of our consortium, Pastor Kieser. So So between Mrs. Mildred and Pastor Keezer, we'll be blessed. We begin bright and early before 8 o'clock on Tuesday the 14th, and we will wrap up so everybody can drive home or get to the airport shortly after 3:15 that Thursday. We wanted to have plenty of travel time so people could attend church, get on the road, get on their plane, get to the conference, and also get home so they can be at or lead worship that following weekend.
Very good. Very good. And the theme this year, a pedagogy of beauty.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Scripture encourages us to love those things that are good and true and beautiful, and so does good education. We call it classical now, but it's the kind of education that Greek and Roman citizens wanted to give to their children. It's the kind of education that was recovered at the time of the Reformation, and the kind of education that our founding fathers here in the United States had, as well as some famous scholars like Dorothy Sayers, J.R.R. Tolkien of Lord of the Rings fame, and even C.S. Lewis. So we're trying to recover that kind of classical education in the modern Missouri Synod. Beauty is part of that. Mm-hmm. So in our sessions, we'll meet for several sessions each day. We have one, two, three, four, five on Monday, four on Wednesday, and four also on Thursday. And we want to offer something for everything. If you're an administrator, a parent, a school board member, a home educator, a classroom teacher, if you've been with us for all 15, there are a few, or if this is your first conference, we want to be able to introduce you to classical ed in a Lutheran way, as well as encourage you in your growth, especially as you teach.
Very good. Now, what is your involvement with the conference this year? I know as secretary, or as taking all those notes, you're probably just typing away and keeping lots of records. Will you be involved in other ways with the conference?
I do get to help with some publicity, and once our schedule is official, we will put it up on our website, ccle.org. And we have one other errand to run, and then we will be able to put up our registration PayPal link. So folks can register, enter their information, and pay right there on ccle.org and eventually download the list. But I've been asked to teach one of our classes. It's session three, and you know how fun that can be right after I get to do essentially a 3 to 4 hour session on law and gospel for teachers and home educators using the new Reader's Edition published by Concordia.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know that just from all that I've heard, this is going to be a great conference. I had a chance to sit in on some of the conference last year and visit with some of the speakers, and it was just outstanding. Who are the speakers that you are most interested in hearing this year?
Well, I'm very excited to have a couple of guests from Virginia and a couple of guests from Casper, Wyoming. Pastor Hill is pastor and headmaster of Mount Hope Lutheran Church and School in Casper. It's our sister school and actually Martin Luther Grammar School's mother school. He'll be doing a basic intro class on classical Lutheran ed, and that school's lead teacher, very experienced with 10 years there at Casper, Heather Judd, will be talking to us about history. And then we have the Doctors Veith. Jean Edward Veith, very prolific author, my favorite living Lutheran author, will be doing a 3-session topic on aesthetics. And Mrs. Veith, now a doctor in her own right, will be giving us memorization tips from the ancients. And I'm really having a hard time deciding which one of those going to sit in on.
Yeah, there are so many options. Just looking at the flyer alone, I see that there are a lot of presenters and speakers who will be delivering helpful information and just a great opportunity to network as well at this conference.
Right, and that's something that is an underappreciated part of conferences. We get along as a board so well, the seven of us, because we actually meet in person sometimes. But we're able to continue that on Skype. But something that Skype can't quite do, that electronic communication can't quite do yet, is master the art of the after meeting. Congregation members and leaders listening to us this morning might know about after meeting. It's when some creative thinking takes place after an elders meeting or a voters meeting. We have plenty of time scheduled for free time, especially on Tuesday and Wednesday, before and after dinner or the Wednesday night banquet, and then gathering with homeschoolers, classroom teachers, or headmasters before 9 o'clock Compline, led by Wittenberg Academy.
Very good. Very good. And how? Let's revisit how we can find out more about this and how to register for this.
Please go to our website, www.ccle.org. You can see basic information about CCLE 15, July 14th through 16th this summer, hosted by Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy, Keller, Texas, in the Dallas metro area. We will soon have our draft schedule available for people to look at, and you can register online very, very soon via PayPal.
Very good, very good. CCLE.org. You can find more information. Again, it's coming up Tuesday, July 14th through Thursday, July 16th in Keller, Texas at Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy there. And it's bound to be a great event. I regret that I won't be able to make it this year, but I know that you all are going to have an outstanding time. Is there a deadline for registration that we need to know about?
There is a deadline for our early bird registration. Regular registration cost will be $250, but if you register early, as soon as we post it until May 31st, early bird registration is only $200.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today. Real quick before we go, what are you looking forward to most about this conference this year, Pastor Kane?
Talking with other classical and Lutheran educators and administrators. That personal contact, sharing casuistry situations with them so we can go home refreshed. The sessions are wonderful, and we make them available in print very often through our Classical Lutheran Educational Journal, which you can also download from ccla.org. But it's getting to know other people in the trenches who have a love for education, for the Lutheran Confession of the Christian Faith, and for the kids. That's what I really love about the conference.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today, the Reverend Paul Kane, headmaster of Martin Luther Grammar School in Sheridan, Wyoming. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we're going to check in with our friend Joni Harwell here at Worldwide KFUO. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
In our 75th year, we are blessed at Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service with all that the Lord has helped us accomplish, and we are especially grateful to the churches and New American Ministries who took part in our anniversary. As we continue the journey, take a minute to learn more about Lutheran's special history of welcoming the sojourner through our celebration video at lirs.org/historyofwelcome.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I always enjoy hearing about the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education and the work they're doing, their conference coming up this summer. And now, switching gears a little bit, joining me in studio, Joni Harwell, here to share with us about a number of things going on here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Andy. And there are a number of things going on right now. One thing I wanted to remind our listeners about is that the Thrive and Choice dollars, you have until Tuesday, March 31st. And if you're a Thrivent member, you have Thrive and Choice dollars, and you get to choose which ministry or organization you would like those dollars to go to. And KFUO is one of those on the list. So if you want to call Thrivent at 1-800-847-4836 and then say Choice Dollars, Thrivent Choice Dollars, and then they will let you select who you want to give those dollars to. Another way you can do it is you can go to thrivent.com. Click on login and at the top right, and then click on direct choice dollars. And then you'll be able to search for KFUO if that's the organization. There are many wonderful organizations who receive money through Thrive and Choice dollars. But we just want to let you know for this year, if you have dollars in that, you can make those through March 31st, go to an organization. After March 31st, then I believe it starts over for the next year, and the dollars you had in there are, I guess, lost really for this year.
So these are the dollars from 2014?
Correct. That's my understanding. Yeah. So a wonderful way to, really, you don't even have to write a check. There's dollars there. Transfer them and transfer them to the organization or ministry that you would like to support. And KFUO is one of those organizations that is on the list. And if you'd like to give to us, we have received dollars in the past from many of our listeners who send their Thrive and Choice dollars to KFUO. And we thank you for that. And Andy, the second thing I want to talk about is I should have a drum roll or something.
Sorry, I don't have one over here. I wish I did. I bet Buzz knows how to do that.
KFUO Share-a-thon. This is our annual on-air fundraising event, and that will take place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That is a fun time for all of the staff here. I'm not going to say it's not a lot of work, because it is, but it is a fun time when we get to talk about KFUO. We invite guests in to talk about KFUO, the value of KFUO to our listeners around the world, and to ask people to become partners. You partner with KFUO in taking the gospel message around the world. You know, KFUO cannot do this. We have a staff of about 10 people. We cannot do this on our own. The LCMS cannot do it on their own. It is all of us partnering together to share the love of Jesus around the world.
It's kind of like a family reunion, in a sense.
Because, oh, it is.
Because not only are all the staff here, but so many of our partners, so many of our guests, our regular guests, friends of KFUO, we all just get connected during those days, reconnect through those days, that and share how Worldwide KFUO can be a blessing, not only to them, but how they can share that with others as well.
Right. And we have had many people in the past volunteer during Share-a-thon. Unfortunately, our space is a little limited here, so we can't have quite the volunteers that we used to have years ago, but so many people have helped us out. And if you want to come in during any of those days and just say hello, and if you haven't seen the new studios, please feel free to come in and join us. We will be here from 7 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening, and I don't think the front doors will be open that late. But
yeah,
if you can,
about 4, I think. Yeah,
Maybe we should say it from about 7 till 4. Come and join us, because it is a fun time, and there's a lot of energy going on. And something I want to announce is we have a $25,000 match, which means that people who give money, if you become a day sponsor at $480, KFUO actually gets $960. We will get the $480, the gift from our donor, and we will get $480 from this match. So please think about that with your gift. You're doubling your gift no matter what you send us. That will be matched up to this $25,000 gift that we have received for a match.
That's outstanding. Now, where does this matching come from?
Well, we have some special donors who are part of, it's called a matching gift initiative, and they choose to put their dollars in that way because they know that that is a way that people are motivated sometimes.
Sure.
With the thought, I am, you know, if I see that if I'm going to give an organization so much money and that's going to be doubled, mm-hmm. well, that's a great thing. That's, you know, who gets 100% return on their money? I mean, that's actually what you're getting. You're giving the organization twice as much money. So please consider us for Share-a-thon, either coming and visiting with us. Please pray for Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. We always need your prayers, covet your prayers, and we ask you to consider financially supporting KFUO. And that, we know that not everybody can be a day sponsor. Mm-hmm. Some people give less than that. Some people give more than that. But that is, it's all in God's hands, and God is the one who blesses.
Share-a-thon is coming up in April. The dates again, the 23rd,
April 24th? 23rd, 24th, and April 25th.
So now is a time to go back to your congregation and start talking with some folks in your congregation, see if a group in your congregation might like to get together and support Worldwide KFUO too, because that would be a great time to launch a support of KFUO in your own congregation as well, right?
That's an excellent idea. That's a great idea. And if you can get a number of you to go together mm-hmm. and give a gift, we have something that's called Church of the Week. For $850, your church can be Church of the Week on KFUO. So if a number of you want to go together and make one pledge, we can certainly do that too. I mean, KFUO, as we say, we partner with you because we are all in this together to share the gospel message. KFUO obviously needs money to stay on the air, so we need help, but we want to help you get the message out of your churches and congregations as well.
Now, another fun part of Share-a-thon are some of the gifts to say thanks for partnering with us. Can you, anything you can share about some of the thank yous, the thank you gifts that we'll have this year?
Oh, sure. We're going to have our KFUO shirt, which everyone loves to have a KFUO shirt. That will be at the $240 level.
And I thought I saw one the other day. Did I see a new color this year?
It's called Texas Orange. It's kind of a burnt orange color. And you know, when they said orange, I thought, I don't want to look like an orange. But it's a wonderful color, and our KFUO logo shows up on it. It's fantastic. It's a long sleeve shirt, and I think that if you haven't gotten a shirt in the past, or if you have, you'll want this color.
We might have to give it a different name for some of our friends who might be Aggie fans.
We'll just call it burnt orange. Well, I'm not sure, because everybody has their own version of what a different color is. So I believe we're going to be putting it up on the website. Take a look at it up there.
Very good. We'll call it pumpkin.
Yeah.
I don't know
about pumpkin.
Not quite pumpkin. It is. It's a nice color. It'll make a great fall shirt.
It will make a great fall shirt. And everybody has fun who comes in deciding what the name of the color is for the shirt.
Very good.
Yes,
the shirt is kind of the big gift. And then we have some other gifts along the way as well.
And then, of course, at the $480 level, you have a day sponsorship, and you will also get the shirt. At the $600 level, you will receive the beautiful print that Kelly Schumacher did, artwork. It's a wonderful print, and you will receive a copy of that, plus the shirt and your day sponsorship. And then at the $1,200 or above level, you will also receive a CD that Gary Duncan is putting together for us of some of the history of KFUO. You know, this is our mm-hmm. 90th anniversary, so we want to share that with everyone as well.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now is the time to start thinking about the day sponsor program as well. I know that our family participates in that, and there are many other families that participate in it. It's a great way to celebrate or commemorate a special occasion. And so now is the time to start thinking about it. Again, Share-a-thon coming up April 23rd through the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're good. It's a good time to tune in, listen, and to partner with us and give thanks to God for the opportunity to tell the good news of Jesus on Worldwide KFUO. Joni, thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us about Share-a-thon.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Mm-hmm.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.